New leadership at Western and a group that helps at-risk children enters its fourth decade in the cities. Dr. Christy Mindrup has led Western Illinois University's Quad City campus since February 2022. But she's now the interim president of Western, leading both Macomb and the Quad City campuses as the search continues for a replacement for President Ji Yu Wong. Dr. Mindrup joined us to talk about her priorities.
So you took over April 1st. What are your first impressions? I mean, you knew what you're getting into.
Right, that's right. April 1st, April Fool's Day. Maybe that's no coincidence. I don't know. But yeah, absolutely. I've been here at Western Illinois University for 27 years. And so when this opportunity was presented to me, it wasn't necessarily something I was seeking out. But when the Board of Trustees approached me about this opportunity to step in the president's shoes, just because I've been at Western Illinois University so long, I care so much about the institution and its students, it was an easy yes.
Tell me about the state of the school as you know it right now, because, I mean, you've been the head for a month, month and a half. You're on top of things as best you can be at this point. Can you give me some idea of what the state of Western is at this point?
Yeah, I can give you a summary of the state of Western. I think partly it's best illustrated through some of our priorities. I think Western Illinois University is a student-centered institution with first-generation, traditionally underrepresented students and students from all backgrounds. This is a place where we want to promote a thriving and inclusive environment. We want to create access and opportunity for students. And we also want to focus on innovative academic programs that meet student interests as well as workforce and statewide priorities. And so Western Illinois University is uniquely positioned to do that. Western, of course, like all institutions, faces the challenges of colleges and universities across the nation with demographic changes, population shifts, so on and so forth. We have a great team. We have a great strategy to be able to make our way through some of those challenges.
We are, of course, at the period of graduation time. And right now, Western's graduation rate, I got to admit, I was having difficulty finding the exact statistics, but it's anywhere between 49 and 51%. And that's a little ahead of both, I believe, national and state levels. What does that say about Western?
We do okay with retention. We have two campuses that are student-focused, student-engagement-focused, and really have a faculty and staff who are committed to mentoring and creating great experiences for students. That number can always be better. So we are always looking at strategies to increase that engagement, to create opportunities for students to achieve their goals in and out of the classrooms, make connections with peers, make connections with faculty, and really engage and make the most out of their university experience. All of those good practices that we know lead to student success and ultimately help them achieve their goals at Western Illinois University.
The other side of the coin, of course, is getting the students there in the first place. You got the retention, but also the attraction of students, and you're really fighting now for the 24-25 school year.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Western Illinois University strives to be agile with our academic programs. And so we're shifting our focus, or I should say zeroing in on our focus. Western has been for a long time known as a provider of teacher education. That's a high need area for the state of Illinois. So whether it's through our early learning programs, whether it's through elementary education, we know there's a shortage in teachers. And we want to create those strategic pathways for students to discover the field of teaching as early as K-12, and then making pathways, whether they come directly to Western Illinois University or come through the community college transfer pathway to either of the campuses in Macomb or Quad Cities. That's just one example of the agile academic programs that we have that are meeting workforce demand and addressing high need areas in our community and beyond.
Well, and as you know, recruitment is both in-state, out-of-state, or regional, as well as international. Can you touch on each of those three? Because Illinois has lost a lot of in-state students.
Yeah, with the demographic shifts that I mentioned just earlier, you really have to cast a wider net, and that net is global. And so Western Illinois University in the past couple of years has seen significant growth in our international student populations coming from countries all over the world. We also recognize the opportunity both geographically but also demographically. And so looking at ways that we can attract both traditional students, meaning traditional coming right out of high school, but also those post-traditional students, maybe the adult learner or the student who chooses to stay close to home and wants to attend as a commuter student. Western Illinois University, through its flexible programs, schedules, and campus experience, are well positioned to be able to cast that wider net and attract more students to the university.
Is there a big push for international students, or is that becoming more and more difficult with the political climate, so to speak?
It's become easier over the past couple of years, and we have an outstanding team focused on global recruitment here at Western Illinois University. It's also we recognize the opportunity to create wonderful experiences for our students who come to Western Illinois University to be able to have a global classroom and have opportunities for our students to learn from each other who are from all over the world, whether they're from Macomb, Illinois, whether they're from the Caribbean. We have students that are able to interact, share ideas, and new perspective with each other with a global perspective.
You've done some interesting things, perhaps, to make application even easier. You waived the application fees in April. And that was kind of an interesting move that, it costs a little bit of money, but you think it's going to have a bigger payoff?
We do, yeah. We see a little bit of a lull in April. I think a lot of colleges and universities do, and so by building that incentive in, we can again cast a wider net, create more access points for students, and so we typically see an uptick in applications during that time. So it is a successful initiative that we actually roll out a couple times a year.
And you also announced the Western Way Scholarship Program. Fees and tuition, 8 consecutive semesters are possible. I mean, that's a big investment in a student, and that could be a big attraction to come to Western.
Yeah, it's another way that Western is committed to removing financial barriers for students who encounter that situation. Again, it's about access, educational opportunity, and creating those spaces where academically qualified students are attracted to Western, see the benefits of Western, and also defer some of that college cost that can be a challenge for some families.
You were talking about the fact, and you know the Quad City campus so well, that it's really a destination point for the non-traditional student, so to speak. Is the non-traditional student, you think, going to become the traditional? And what I mean by that is a lot of kids that are 18, 19 don't want to go straight into college anymore. They're seeing different opportunities that maybe down the line when they're a little bit older, then they realize, okay, now's a good time to go to college. Do you think that's a trend, or am I reading things wrong?
I think that's been a trend for a little while. I believe that there's a statistic, maybe a few years old, but in some way, 75% of college students across the nation are in some way post-traditional. So whether they're adult students, whether they live off campus, whether they're a little bit older when they come to college, in some way that different type of college experience than what some of us may have experienced as a more residential experience varies so much, and the student background really varies as well. So there's a lot of diversity for the students who are coming to colleges and universities. And I think that the adult student population, people who are looking to re-career, people who are simply looking for professional development or advancement opportunities, that's something that we want to be responsive and agile toward. Some of the young people coming out of college, there are multiple opportunities, and with the workforce like it is now, there's a focus on more opportunities, whether a student chooses the traditional university path, whether they're looking for the trades. I always like to say there's room for everyone because we want a well-rounded society where students, have opportunities based on their interests, skill sets. And so I just see the opportunity, as students get out there into the workforce, maybe they start something, they want some advancement. Western Illinois University is a place, whether you're coming right out of high school or come later, it's a place where you can land.
Well, and it's also, you know, all the universities have also been a place for free speech and wide range ideas. And as you know, in college campuses across the country, there are more protests either against the Israel-Hamas war, or if you have a conservative speaker on campus, things along those lines. How important is it to support free speech, but also law and order on a campus?
I think the important part comes from the work that you can do in a classroom to encourage dialogue around world issues, to provide that structure in an academic setting where students, faculty can engage with each other, understand the issues in depth, and create that space, whether it's a formal classroom or opportunities through student organizations, to just be able to create a safe space where that can happen. And students feel they can share viewpoints, share research, share scholarly information about world issues, and information that is important to really delve into to understand the complexity before or affirming a person's biases or opinions.
Well, and as you know, DEI initiatives, diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, have been something that Western has tried to lead with, as well as other Illinois institutions of higher learning. But as you know, in some states, it's really become highly criticized. And even in neighboring Iowa, you're seeing a dismantling somewhat of DEI programs. Is Western still committed to that? And is it something that people perhaps don't understand the importance of?
I think that an issue like that can be politicized. And really what it's about is what universities are about in the first place, which is creating a safe and inclusive, welcoming environment for students, regardless of their background, and also with sensitivity to students' backgrounds. So we want to build in the opportunity for students to interact with each other, to share ideas. I mentioned before, bringing the global perspective. A university is all about just simply creating those spaces where students feel that they can safely learn, that they can interact with each other, with faculty and staff, in a way that's respectful, in a way that's equitable, and in a way that in some cases may level the playing field for anybody who may be traditionally disadvantaged. That's what colleges and universities have been about for decades and longer.
You have been a part of the Quad Cities campus for a number of years. You've seen the construction that was going on here. You're in Macomb right now, where you're seeing some exciting construction going on as well. I mean, Western is really entering into yet another phase of its existence, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think we're very excited about Western Illinois University's next evolution across the university. It's across its locations and formats. And whether it's our physical buildings or the programs and people within those buildings, Western Illinois University is committed to agility, committed to students and what they hope to achieve and creating transformative opportunities for our students, but especially designing and making sure that our academic programs are meeting the needs of students, our community, our region, our state, and beyond, so that we're flexible to the future and what our communities need from our university.
It is interesting that you're taking the helm during graduation season. For so many people, this is the end of their academic career, where this is such a start for you. What is your short-term goal at Western as you enter the summer before the next school year?
Yeah, I think, you know, our goals are what they've always been, to create an opportunity for students to have an accessible education here. We are focused on aligning resources with growth opportunities. We're focused on financial stability, and we're focused on promoting a thriving and inclusive environment for our academic programs and student development initiatives. So that's what we're committed to in the short term. Summer gives us some time for some planning, a little bit of action on our strategic plan, and just really looking forward to the graduation celebration. It has been 1 month, but the last month has really been about hitting the ground running. Although I know the university very well, looking at it from a different vantage point is a new opportunity, but we have such a great team, very dedicated to serving students.
Dr. Kirsty Mindrup, interim president at Western Illinois University. Still ahead, a safe place for boys and girls in the Mississippi Valley. But first, It was 3 years ago when the drummer known as Dead Ginger joined us on the stage of the Black Box Theater for the original series of performances recorded by WQPT. Here's Dead Ginger with Clarity to Chaos. Dead Ginger with Clarity to Chaos, performed at Moline's Black Box Theater. In 1984, a group that dates back to the 1850s found its place in the cities. The Boys and Girls Club of the Mississippi Valley helps develop young people by stressing health and fitness, citizenship and leadership, plus skill and career development. Lindsay Womack joined us to talk about a big event that's coming up this month. So you're marking your 30th year this year. I mean, it's a vibrant organization that helps so many kids.
We are. We're very excited to be celebrating our 30th year, supporting youth and families in the Quad Cities. We're kicking it off with a big party, so we're excited about that.
And I do want to talk about that, but tell me what the Boys and Girls Club actually does provide to youth in the Quad Cities.
Sure. So the Boys and Girls Clubs, we're in Davenport and in Moline. We have locations in both Iowa and Illinois, and we provide after-school care, safe spaces, and programming to kids ages 6 to 18.
And who, how do you get involved? I mean, how can, it's not a referral, it's nothing like that.
We get a lot of referrals from families that are already coming. Kids that are already coming tell their friends, parents tell their friends. We get a lot of signups that way. We currently have a waiting list, so we are growing. We're excited to get more staff and then grow more members.
Because, I mean, it's a lot of different things that you do there. I mean, it's not only a physical space, you know, where kids can let off steam or play games, but there's also a real big learning component.
Yeah, definitely. We focus a lot on educational programming, checking kids' assignments, grades, making sure they're staying up on their homework. We spend an hour after school every day, power hour, on homework and reading and assignments. And then there's different educational programming every day of the week. So we have STEAM on Wheels comes once a week and does STEM-focused projects with the kids. They have a blast doing that. And then we also focus on the arts as well. We have we have a partnership with Quad City Symphony Orchestra, and they provide violin and cello lessons for our kids.
Well, because the Boys and Girls Club really is more than just a safety net for kids, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. It's all-encompassing. I mean, it's a safe place, but it's also education and growth, career development. We partner with a lot of corporations in the Quad Cities to talk to the kids about what careers are really out there in the Quad Cities for them.
I love the location too, because you're in downtown Moline, mm-hmm. Right next to IH Mississippi Valley, and it's kind of a synergy there, is it not, in the Moline?
Yeah, I mean, we have great partnerships with all of Moline, downtown Moline, Mercado's right there. Mm-hmm. So we have a great partnership with them. They use some of our spaces, and they're really helpful with our organization as well. So we have great partnerships downtown Moline, yeah.
And then, of course, you're in J.B. Young's building, the old middle school that's right off of Main Street in Davenport. I mean, that's the perfect spot. What's offered there?
It's a great location. We have a lot of similar programming in Davenport as in Moline, but we also, there's a gym there. In Moline, we have a great outdoor space. In Davenport, we have a great gym. So we partner with Legacy Basketball Organization, and they come twice a week and do basketball programming with the kids.
How many kids are involved?
We have about 80 that come daily right now, and that it fluctuates more or less on every day, and then more in the summer.
A lot more in the summer,
yeah.
I assume.
Yeah.
Do you have special programming then during the summertime?
Yeah, so again, in the summer, we don't have homework help, but right. We spend all day with the kids, so they come from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., so they're there all day, and we do special field trips and a lot of different things in the summer.
I want to talk about Friday, May 17th. That is Blue Jeans for Blue Doors.
Yep.
It's a huge event. This is the inaugural event, is it not?
This is our first Blue Jeans for Blue Doors. We used to do a gala. We're switching to this format, which is more casual. So Blue Jeans, come as you are. And it's from 5 to 10 on May 17th, Friday evening. We'll have some programming, speeches. We have a Youth of the Year, who's a 16-year-old girl who's been coming to club for years. She'll be giving a speech and just talking about her experience. And then a couple other, the kids will also perform one of their orchestra pieces that they've been working on. And then we'll move outside and have live music from Funktastic Five and food
a
truck.
True party.
Yeah, exactly. And then an outdoor block party. We'll have food truck meals, which are included in the ticket prices, and auction, and a lot of fun.
I love when you have the testimonials from the kids that have gone through the program and kind of spell out how it has impacted them. I don't want you. You can't give her a speech, of course, but tell me how some of these kids have been transformed.
You know, I think especially with some of our teens, it's just really opened their eyes to what's out there for them.
Because how young are the earliest students?
Six, first grade.
Yeah. Okay, and then so, it's all the way through their teenage years.
All the way through teenage years.
So it's a huge development period of time where Boys and Girls Club really has an impact.
Yeah, I mean, the impact's huge. It really opens their eyes to what's out there, the opportunities that for them. I know Asia, our Youth of the Year, will talk a lot about just her dreams and how those have kind of, she feels like she can attain them now. So it just really gives them the opportunity to have those experiences that they're like, yeah, I can do this.
Well, and it's 30 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you feel that the Boys and Girls Club has really had and continues to have an impact in the community?
I do. I feel like it has a huge impact, not only on the youth that attend and are members, but on their families and on our Quad Cities generally. Career development is a big focus for us, and just getting kids out there and seeing what they can really achieve.
Because I like, I think it's the slogan for the Blue Jeans for Blue Doors, honoring the past, celebrating our present, inspiring our future. I mean, that really does kind of sum what you're trying to accomplish.
It does. I mean, we're really grateful for the past that we've had. Obviously, we're living in the present, and we're excited to celebrate that. And then looking forward to the future and just the opportunities that are out there for these kids that we're presenting to them.
And I know you have volunteer opportunities, because this can't really work without some mentors out there to help these kids.
Yeah, so daily we need volunteers to help with homework. We always need volunteers to just come in and hang out with the kids. We're always looking for corporate partners to bring people in and just kind of explain what they do and what's out there. And then we're also looking for volunteers this summer for one of our really cool field trips to Camp Liberty, which is like an outdoor adventure camp that our kids absolutely love. And we need a lot of volunteers for that, so.
So once again, Blue Jeans for Blue Doors, you can buy your tickets, and how is the money, I mean, you're going to use it for a variety of efforts to make sure that the Boys and Girls Club can reach more kids.
Yeah, definitely. We're hiring more staff so we can welcome more kids through our doors. We're also looking at different programming that we always need to pay for, so we use those funds to directly benefit the kids that come through our doors.
So buy the tickets.
Buy the tickets.
And come see Funktastic Five.
Yeah, it'll be a blast.
Lindsay Womack, Boys and Girls Club of the Mississippi Valley. And the Blue Jeans for Blue Doors event is coming up Friday, May 17th at the Ontiveros Youth Center in Moline. On the air, on the radio, on the web, on your mobile device, and streaming on your computer, thanks for taking some time to join us as we talk about the issues on the cities.